anything that you require. If it's money you need, you'll attract it. If it's people you need, you'll attract it. If it's a certain book you need, you'll attract it. You've got to pay attention to what you're attracted to. Because as you hold images of what you want, you're going to be attracted to things and they're going to be attracted to you. But it literally moves into physical reality with and through you. And it does that by law.
Remember, you are a magnet attracting everything to you. The law of attraction says that like attracts like. When you've gotten clear in your mind about what you want, you have become a magnet to draw those things to you. And those things you want are magnetized to you in return. The more you practice and begin to see the law of attraction bringing things to you, the greater the magnet you will become, because you will add the power of faith, belief, and knowing.
Michael Bernard Beckwith.
You can start with nothing. And out of nothing, and out of no way, a way will be made.
All you require is you and your ability to think things into being. Every single thing that has been invented and created throughout the history of humankind began with one thought. From that one thought, a way was made, and it manifested from the invisible into the visible.
Jack Canfield.
Think of this, a car driving through the night. The headlights only go 100 to 200 feet forward. And you can make it all the way from California to New York driving through the dark, because all you have to see is the next 200 feet. And that's how life tends to unfold before us. And if we just trust that the next 200 feet will unfold after that, and the next 200 feet will unfold after that, your life will keep unfolding, and it will eventually get you to the destination of whatever it is you truly want, because you want it.
Trust the universe. Trust and believe and have faith. I truly had no idea how I was going to bring the knowledge of the secret onto the movie screen. I just held to the outcome of the vision. I saw the outcome clearly in my mind. I felt it with all my might. And everything that we needed to create the secret came to us.
Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
The Secret in Your Body.
Let's look at using the creative process for those who feel they are overweight and who want to lose weight. The first thing to know is that if you focus on losing weight, you will attract back having to lose more weight. So get having to lose weight out of your mind. It's the very reason why diets don't work. Because you are focused on losing weight, you must attract back continually having to lose weight. The second thing to know is that the condition of being overweight was created through your thought to it. To put it in the most basic terms, if someone is overweight, it came from thinking fat thoughts, whether that person was aware of it or not. A person cannot think thin thoughts and be fat. It completely defies the law of attraction. Whether people have been told they have a slow thyroid, a slow metabolism, or their body size is hereditary, these are all disguises for thinking fat thoughts. If you accept any of these conditions as applicable to you and you believe it, it must become your experience, and you will continue to attract being overweight. After I had my two daughters, I was overweight, and I know it came from listening to and reading the messages that it is hard to lose weight after having a baby, and even harder after the second baby. I summoned exactly that to me with those fat thoughts, and it became my experience. I really beefed up, and the more I noticed how I had beefed up, the more beefing up I attracted. With a small frame, I became a hefty 143 pounds, all because I was thinking fat thoughts. The most common thought that people hold, and I held it too, is that food was responsible for my weight gain. That is a belief that does not serve you, and in my mind now, it is complete balderdash. Food is not responsible for putting on weight. It is your thought that food is responsible for putting on weight that actually has food put on weight. Remember, thoughts are the primary cause of everything, and the rest is effects from those thoughts. Think perfect thoughts, and the result must be perfect weight. Let go of all those limiting thoughts. Food cannot cause you to put on weight unless you think it can. The definition of the perfect weight is the weight that feels good for you. No one else's opinion counts. It is the weight that feels good for you. You most likely know of someone who is thin and eats like a horse, and they proudly declare, "I can eat whatever I want and I'm always the perfect weight." And so the genie of the universe says, "Your wish is my command." To attract your perfect weight and body using the creative process, follow these steps.
Step 1. Ask.
Get clear on the weight you want to be. Have a picture in your mind of what you will look like when you have become that perfect weight. Get pictures of yourself at your perfect weight if you have them, and look at them often. If not, get pictures of the body you would like to have and look at those often.
Step 2. Believe.
You must believe you will receive, and that the perfect weight is yours already. You must imagine, pretend, act as if, make believe that the perfect weight is yours. You must see yourself as receiving that perfect weight. Write out your perfect weight and place it over.